Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting second. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Hatcher. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Danny Goodwin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, John Castano. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pete Mackanin. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jerry Koosman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lynn Jones. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting fifth. The DH, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Fahey. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mick Kelleher. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong takes first base on ball four. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger strikes out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher bunts towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilfong moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koosman fires to first and has Jones trapped. There's the throw to Mackanin, who tags Jones for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Castano. The throw from Fahey and he is out, Kelleher applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson throws the ball into Mackanin, who tags Brookins trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens strikes out. One out. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-0 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mackinnon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive towards short. Mackinnon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodwin. The throw from Fahey and he is safe. Goodwin steals second. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Trammell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Hatcher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wilfong bunts towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Sofield moves to second. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sofield moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatcher takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fahey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher bunts in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. Fahey moves to second. One out. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Fahey trying to get to home. Sofield throws the ball into Weiniger, who tags Fahey, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Jones moves to second. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trammell is walked intentionally. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish bunts towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. Brookins moves to second. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss is walked intentionally. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field. Sofield picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sofield. Brookins scores. Wackenfuss moves to third. Cowens moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Doug Corbett now pitching. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fahey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilfong covering, for the out. Wackenfuss scores. Cowens moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker pinch hits for Mick Kelleher. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hatcher who is chasing the ball. Whitaker reaches third base with a triple. Cowens scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lou Whitaker now playing second base. Rick Leach now playing first base. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sofield moves to second. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hatcher hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.